Monday, February 18th, 2018. Tosa talks with Carrie and Lynn at Greyhouse Great Market, joined by their friend Tyler, who runs Badger CrossFit just around the corner, sandwiched on State Street by Hawthorne Glen and Metcalf's in an area once run down, now running up good times. Learn more now.
Okay, well, welcome to Tosa Talks. Hey guys, here we are at Greyhouse Creative Market. I'm Ryan Thompson, your host of Tosa Talks, and we have a couple other guests here today. Some are up and about. Some are seated here right next to me at the market. And who do I have to the right of me here today?
My name is Tyler. I'm with Badger CrossFit.
Badger CrossFit. Okay, right in the area. And how about you two? Let's see.
My name's Carrie, and I own Greyhouse Creative Market. And this is Lynn.
Yes.
Who runs Greyhouse Creative Market.
Pretty much.
That's what we'll say.
Cool. Well, thanks for having Tosa Talks here tonight. Really appreciate it. One of the things that I wanted to kind of put out there is this is actually our first live event. So we spoke with Kevin Metcalf the other day and had a good conversation and learned that first responders get a free cup of coffee there anytime, day or night, anytime their cafes are open.
That's
which
cool.
is pretty cool. And I wanted to get to some of the things that you guys are doing, but first off, I just wanted to see, you know, why you guys chose Wauwatosa for your business, and even backing up before that, who are you and why are you here? So, Carrie, let's start with you, because this is technically your place.
So, should we start with, like, the existential, why are we here?
Big picture, my friend.
Well, I've owned a business in Tosa for almost 15 years now. I originally started with Central Bark Doggy Daycare, which was kind of the motivation to purchase this building. We wanted to start new, build a new space, and you know, then it went from canines to crafts, and here we sit. But I always say to new business owners, and I think Tyler would probably agree, that Tosa is one of the most like small business supportive areas I have seen. You know, being a part of a franchise originally, you speak with and kind of get a sense of other business owners' experience in other areas. And nobody had the same experience that I did in terms of success and support and business right away. They seem to kind of have to struggle a little bit more than I did. And as much as I would like to attribute that to my incredible business acumen, I think it was really just the neighborhood that I chose to do business in.
Yeah, it's a fantastic neighborhood. And one of the reasons why I wanted a few of you here today was you're all basically based in the same building. And what is the address of this particular business?
6228 West State Street.
Can I get the square footage on that from the audience? Okay. Okay. Check the Google machine. No, but there's several businesses right in this particular area. And you mentioned Tyler, who's right to the right of me. And he has a business here. And Tyler, if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about what your business is and where you're located.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the same building as Carrie. And I've been in operation with Badger CrossFit since 2011. So I run a CrossFit gym, obviously, which is functional fitness, pretty much for anybody in any level and any demographic, really doesn't matter. And Tosa has been a wonderful, this building, or this area especially, has been just a wonderful place for myself to do business in. I'm not a nice neighbor for a lot of people. Oh. We're loud. I'm not saying from the friendly standpoint, but we play music, we have vibrations on the floor, we're dropping yeah. weights and things like that. And this area at the time, before Carrie ended up taking over and kind of redoing the building, was pretty dilapidated, pretty run down. And the enclave wasn't there. The reserve was not there. The reserve and the enclave were both not there. It was just one of those things that for me, I just felt that this area was just really underserved. And I knew that, you know, just this business that I'm in, the people business, I knew people were in the area. They just needed something to go to. And I just really fell in love with this area and the city as a result. You know, it's just been great. It's been really, really supportive from like the business standpoint as well.
Great, thanks for that. And in terms of Greyhouse Creative Market, how long have you been here specifically?
So I would say we've been here in some capacity for a little over 4 years. We started with the workshop where people do kind of different kinds of creative projects, you know, kind of the DIY model of a night out, drink, use power tools, all yes. very above board stuff. And then we added the bar area, just again because this area, as Tyler said, didn't have a ton on this end of Tosa. You know, it's all kind of concentrated on mm-hmm. North Ave or the Village. But there's, I don't know what the count is, but there's 3 luxury apartment communities yeah. over here.
Reef, Reserve, and right. Enclave.
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of just seemed like a good fit to bring a drinking establishment's always a good idea.
Right.
But particularly on this end of Tosa, I
You
thought,
are correct.
Yes. It would be fitting. And mm-hmm. so, and then I started thinking about how much I really like coffee and how important that is in, you know, people's lives. And so
Agreed.
We thought to add an expanded market in front and then coffee.
Yeah. Eventually. So you actually have a lot of components to your business.
We're going
to
have childcare and a laundry.
Is this true?
No.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I got a couple kids. I'll drop them off, Lynn, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh,
know,
yeah, sure.
Make sure they don't hurt themselves.
More on to me. Okay, sure. I got this.
But, okay, so this is a very cool space. It's a very modern space. And how would you describe the space? Because you said it has a bar. It most certainly does. You can have small gatherings. It has a workshop in the back, so you can create art with wood and things like that. And now you're adding a coffee shop. But what would you call this? What would you call Greyhouse Creative Market, and why should people want to visit?
Well, first, because we're amazing. No, I'm just kidding.
Agreed.
Well,
it's awesome. You're hosting my show.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, I mean, I thought when we actually rebranded a couple years ago, we used to be called Craft Spot, but people kept thinking I was saying Crap Spot. Which
Boy.
I thought was an unfortunate marketing trajectory. So we rebranded to Greyhouse, and I was trying to think of, you know, what would encompass all of the different elements that we were offering, the market, the coffee, the bar, the workshop, and just kind of that idea of like a public market came to mind. So creative market seemed like a fitting description, and I would say that's kind of what it is. It's, you know, this kind of modern, eclectic. You can come here for events. You can come here and grab a drink. You can come here and be on a podcast.
Thank you.
You can come for a cup of coffee. You know, we wanted that kind of mixed use
yeah.
business. Mm-hmm.
My hope and vision for you guys, beyond what you've already done, which is extraordinary, is certainly this outside space that's like a corridor that you hire my friend and musician Dan Sippin just to rock
yes.
this corridor all the time.
Yes.
But he plays amazing music, played a little to start today. But you really have an indoor, outdoor, versatile space mm-hmm. that a lot of people can take advantage of. And if I could actually have you pass the mic over to Lynn.
Gladly.
Lynn, if you could describe your relationship to Carrie and how you support Greyhouse Creative Market
take
here
back.
Today.
That's top secret. I'm not allowed
yeah.
to share that.
Okay. Are you blinking SOS at me?
So what was the question?
No. So how do you support Greyhouse Creative Market, and how has the journey been for you?
How has my journey been?
Yeah, with this business. So how do you start working with the business? And
how did I start here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't doing anything because I left a job after almost 30 years in healthcare and just decided I needed to not do that anymore. And Carrie had just expanded the bar and said, look, I got this great bar, but I don't have anyone to work in the bar. Carrie couldn't do it all. So then I said, well, I'm not doing anything. I'll mm-hmm. come work in the bar. Why not? Then I never left. So now I got a cot in the back.
Oh my God! Well, I know you're a hard worker and do a lot more than that. So I first met you actually at a chamber event and got to know you and got you know, my interest was piqued. I wanted to check out what this place was on State Street. And every time I come here, you're busy, you're on the phone, you're making sure stuff's done, you're always talking about the vision of tomorrow. I remember, you know, kind of pre-bathroom, pre-coffee bar.
Yeah.
And look at it now. It's all come together.
Yeah, a lot's happened in really, truly a year. Because the bar area was probably completed, October 2017, and then by January 2018 is when I got here. And so it's just expanded, and now with the expansion up front. But yes, because there's really two of us primarily with a few extra little helpers. So Carrie can't make it to every chamber meeting, so then I go, well, somebody's got to go. So I go to the chamber meetings. We had to get the face out there.
Yeah.
Because Carrie built this beautiful place, and all the design and all the hard work of laying floors and all that stuff was Carrie doing all the hard stuff. But now I'm the face that's going out there to say, check us out, come and be here. And so that's been great, because met a lot of wonderful people. So thank you, Ryan, because it was great meeting you too. But all the other people through the chamber, which I think, like Carrie said, with the support from the community, the chamber has really been a great support. We have done some great events here through the chamber. I go to a lot of events from them and have gotten a lot of people coming in that have heard about us through that way. So that's been a super wonderful support. It's been a whirlwind with is quickly in the last year that things have grown and expanded, and Carrie has come up with such different ideas for the different media of crafts that we do, where she started off with just the woodwork, but it's far beyond that now that we have a lot of different things that is making it even more exciting for people to come in, from our craft and cocktail nights that Carrie came up with for the on the fly with our mini menu of items. She does a great job with our knitting classes. That who knew we went from woodwork to knitting with that has been so popular that I constantly get calls.
Yeah. So in terms of who visits, I mean, is it? It seems like largely female demographic, but you get some male activities and populations, families, things like that. Who basically comes here, and who should want to come here?
Everybody should want to come here.
A 3 and 5 year old, like all day?
So, yeah.
Watch it.
Well, no, we've done a lot of team building events and a lot of Christmas parties through this last year that really, really helped get us going as well. Yes, we have a big population of females who do come. Whenever we have the families come and men come and everything, they're more amazed than you would think on how much fun they have. So sometimes a guy might just, once they get here, they're like, wow, that was really fun. This was really great.
Yeah, I hear crafts and I go back to like 6th grade home ec class.
Exactly.
And it's not a pleasing thought. Like shop class was cool, music class was cool, crafts weren't cool, but it's really changed the aesthetic. You start adding cocktails, it gets real interesting.
Right.
You guys have cornered this little.
The home decor woodworking items, guys really like them too.
It looks cool.
There's so many to choose from, and they get very proud of themselves too when they create something. It's a great date night. We do see a lot more couples coming for a date night, and they have a blast.
Yeah, you'll carve out the state of Wisconsin and write home on it or the cityscape, you know, all sorts of cool things, designs that I think Carrie has come up with for the most part, but that's pretty cool. So I'm glad you guys are well on your way, and I'm excited that everything's come together with the coffee bar, the bar back here, and of course the workshop, and just we'll get to kind of when that's all opening kind of at the end, but I want to jump back to Tyler over here and ask him sort of how he got started, what his place is like, and what his vision is for the future. So how did you get, what brought you to this area, and why did you open up down the street, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, I moved to Milwaukee for a job, actually. I'm from Green Bay originally, but kind of made my way around the U.S. and after college and had my son, and we wanted to get back a little bit closer, and my grandpa was from the Tulsa area. He was born and raised right up on Hillcrest, and he just told me all the great memories that he had coming in here, and just experiencing this city and how just lively it was even back then. It was just a great place to be, and I knew I wanted to kind of get back to that area, this area, just because I knew that was pretty much the only spot of Milwaukee that I knew. Because I was, again, from Green Bay. I really didn't come to Milwaukee too much. And when I ended up coming to, my company actually that I came here for was in Wauwatosa. And we just got a place right up the road from this building, really. It's about a mile north on Lloyd Street. Yeah, so not too far. And I would just drive down here every now and then when it was like nice and warm, or I'd do a run or a walk or something like that. Of course, right? I mean, fitness. And but I remember just driving down or walking down or running or whatever it was, and I just would see this building and be like, oh man, that would be a perfect spot for a CrossFit style gym. You know, and at the time I found CrossFit like in 2007, and it was a methodology that I knew I could bring to the masses to be able to really change and shape the culture of the community and just what they thought fitness was, you know. And a lot of people I knew were, it was just an underserved market. There was no one here. I knew this would be a place that I could do some really, really good work and really change some lives. And again, being right up the road, pretty close to the building, and just seeing that this area was just there. Again, there was no reef, there was no enclave. Right. The reserve was here. What I said earlier was a little bit mistaken, but again, nothing else, you know. And there was no brewery right down the road here. All these coffee shops that are popped up, nothing. And but for me, I just knew that if I just could get myself started in this area somewhere, that I knew, again, we could make a big dent and we could get things kind of started and really get people to come to this area of Wauwatosa. And, you know, we flourished. We kept growing and we kept growing, and we still grow to this day. And I attribute a lot of that. Like, of course, I'd like to say my business acumen as well, but I would a big contributor to that is the wonderful neighborhood of Wauwatosa and the city really in general, and how supportive they were of my vision. To begin with, right from the very get-go, you know, just getting my permit to operate.
Sure.
They were like, yes, we want this. This is something that we want this area to be revitalized as. And sure enough, you know, here we are today, 8 years later, and we're still growing, and I'm with expansion plans still.
Excellent.
So, yeah, man.
Are you looking to expand in Wauwatosa proper?
Not in proper, in the Wauwatosa area. We've considered some other concepts in the city of Wauwatosa, so that's not off the table. I mean, just in general, from what we're doing, we're expanding some other communities around the area that have a very similar feel and vibe to Wauwatosa. It's very important for us to obviously be in the right space and be good neighbors, but also have an area that really suits our type of training. You know, and there is sort of a demographic with it, but again, it's for anybody. But the Tosa demographic is like that ideal sweet spot, you know. But it's not off the table for the city.
So I have a quick question for everybody that has a business here, which is everybody on the podcast. Does this little pocket of Wauwatosa have a name? Is it just Quarry Heights?
Quarry Heights?
Quarry Heights. Okay.
Quarry Heights, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't aware of that. To me,
yeah,
it's just that...
Yeah, I thought they were up on the
hill. Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, Quarry Heights. I might be mistaken on the name. I think it is Quarry Heights.
Okay. Well, we'll...
I know some of that would be.
We'll double check that. I'll get my people on it. But, I mean, I feel this little neck of the woods deserves maybe, if it is Quarry Heights, that's great. But if it's something else, maybe, I don't know. It seems to be coming in its own.
It is Quarry Heights.
Okay, great. So we can refer to Quarry Heights neighborhood, and people can find Gray House and find Big Head Brewery and find Badger CrossFit and, you know, a whole lot of businesses right down here that are all kind of hiding. So there's some, you know, there's obviously some yoga. There's Metcalf's down the way, and there's kind of Saz's down the other way, which is Milwaukee proper, but sort of sandwiches everything in between. So I really appreciate all you guys coming on. I just want to ask a couple more questions, but one you might have to think about for a minute. So we're gonna take a short break. My friend Dan's gonna play a little music and take us out. But I want you to think of a story, and this is an acronym for TOSA, but tell one story authentically when you come back. Thanks.
Now, I know I said we were going to take a break, and we are, but you're going to listen to us talk through the podcast with each other as people that live, work, and play in Tosa. And it's great because you can get the feeling of who we are. Here goes.
so I'll cut this out. But basically, so what I like is you guys have talked about your business, and that's cool. But I also want to match it a little bit with culture, like one Tosa story. So you mentioned about your father, mm-hmm. and you mentioned how you know he was one of the first people that basically did malt and brewing.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That would be really cool if you could share that.
Okay. I also have another one that's Tulsa related if you want that.
Whichever one you like.
Well, there's the Bawa Tulsa Curling Club up the road.
Oh, yeah.
I used to curl.
Okay.
My mother was the first female president of the Wawa Tulsa Curling Club, and my mother.
Okay.
So it kind of fits with Tulsa, I think I should say.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. That.
I'll talk about my mom. I'll tell you that story.
That's really cool. Let's stick with that.
All right.
And then, you know, for you guys, what's like? It could be. It doesn't even have to be the history. It could be like, why do you stay here? What's your vision? Like, how has it changed with, you know, just even like. Tulsa Village signage last year. I don't know if it shows some colors, but I mean, it's a cool idea. How do you think your footprint in Tulsa is going to expand or change over, you know, the coming years? So that's kind of something else you could think. And then, I mean, for you, I would really like to hear how basically workouts have changed. Because I've always been... go and you lift weights and you do cardio.
Sure.
So, and I swim too. But
sure.
Those are like kind of my thing.
Yeah.
But all my friends, or not all, but many of my friends that are fit are all doing like, you know, like for city or doing like your place or it's a very different style. It's
yeah.
more like I kind of call it akin to like Rocky IV training.
It's a little more like, you know, like
think of it as hardcore,
yeah.
full body. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's less machines.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean,
no machines. Yep.
Yeah, no machines. Okay, I don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could kind of talk, like, tell one story about that.
About
like about the change and like how
about the change of workouts and from like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It
okay.
doesn't have to be 100% Tulsa. Right?
Okay.
Right. I'm not like Tulsa or die. Right?
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
It's definitely like...
Well, I'll kind of spin it back to what this area was before I came.
I mean, if you can do that.
I'll try.
Like, I'll give you segue points.
Oh.
Okay. But, yeah, you don't have to do that. And so, I guess, because it's recording, I'm going to edit this. We can go back and start talking whenever.
Well, I could have, and I didn't, because it's just so good. So here goes, guys. Listen to some more Tulsa Talks. All right, we're back. Lynn, if you can, take it away. If you could tell one story authentically about Tulsa, T-O-S-A. I sure would appreciate that, and I bet our listeners would too.
All right. Well, I do have a story of Tulsa. I actually, the Wawa Tulsa Curling Club is right down the road from us, and so for myself, I've been coming to Tulsa for a long time because I actually used to curl about 28 years ago. I started curling.
Wait, hold up. Is this when you just like, you know, you're basically lifting weights?
I was just
weights?
Born then, yeah. I was
no, what, just a lot of people might not know.
Oh, curling, what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what is curling?
Goodness. Curling is, well, it's like shuffleboard on ice is what I call it. But it was in the Olympics, so you are on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a winter sport, and the Tulsa Curling Club is indoors. But so you have a big stone that
right
you
at Hart Park.
Put down. At Hart Park, yes. So and you have a ring on both ends, and then... like trying to get the stone in the bullseye, and then you have two people who sweep the ice to guide the stone so that it can score points at the end and you can knock other people's stones out of the way.
Okay, curling.
So anyways, I started doing that many years ago when I was living in California, but I came back home, was living home, and my mom was a curler. So she says, you got to come out and you got to go and curl. So I said, okay, you know, so she... brought me down there and I started curling down there and then actually got my husband to do it. Met my best friend to this day, one of my very best friends, who I met her on the ice. And so we're really close. She actually comes here and hangs out with Carrie and I and helps us when we need a little extra help. Zara is her name. But anyways, my mom was the first female president of the Wauwatosa Curling Club, which is a very... proud moment for all of us because my mom was an amazing woman. She's still around. God love her. I can't say her age or she'll shoot me. But anyways, she was the first female president in Wauwatosa, and then she actually represented the United States on the first women's U.S. team that went over back, I believe that was back 80-something, early 90s, and she went to Scotland for a month with all women throughout the whole United States. They chose women, about 30 of them, who represented the United States and went over curling. So
that's incredible. Or yeah, as I say over there, that's great.
Yeah. So that's my true story.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. And Carrie, I know you run a business here and you chose to kind of work and play here. And what is it about Wauwatosa or your business that keeps you here? And where do you see it going in, I don't know, the future?
Good question. I think that if I thought back to, kind of a fun story, if I thought back to, we'll just say a few years ago when I was in high school, I went to high school, I grew up in New Berlin and I went to high school in Tosa. And I, you know, we were talking just tonight about how much Tosa has changed. And I was thinking about when I, you know, used to skip school and come into the village almost weekly. I won't say daily because I'm not listening.
They'll come after you. Yeah. It's on your permanent record.
Yeah.
No, they'll take this place away.
But, you know, we used to sneak off and come into the village, and I remember there was hardly anything here. There was George Webb's, which was our preferred destination because you could smoke there. And the Chancery.
It was the same where I grew up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always the George Webb's, right? There was the Chancery, George Webb's, and it was pretty much it, you know? We would have our high school sports break here at Hart Park, and that was the extent of the village excitement, really. And I went off to college, and then I went to grad school, and never in a million years would I have thought I was coming back to Tosa. But, of course, a boy. Was the story, right? Boy brought me back and I started a business, and then it just kind of became a place where I couldn't imagine not owning a business. Like, it was so supportive, and you know, then I started another one, and what was it, October, we had our high school reunion here. So
yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
I ended up having
exactly.
My
we did.
Bleep year, you know, high school reunion.
Yeah,
yep.
Nice.
2015. 8 year. We celebrate eight.
Great.
We had our high school reunion here, and it was just, you know, you're sitting here amongst all these people that you either tried to forget, I'm just kidding, or you really did forget that you went to school with them. But no, you were excited to see, and you just thought, like, wow, like, I would never have imagined that I would go from sneaking off, you know,
yeah,
George Webb's to
kicking it with the cool kids to like
cool
being a
kids.
Cool adult.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
In a business I owned back in this city.
Right. Right.
So Tosa's come a long way, and now you have so much here. It would be unrecognizable, you know.
Right. Like even 5 years ago.
Right. When I was in high school.
Right. Exactly. Before CrossFit was a thing. You know, you wouldn't have had that, or it'd be hard to get customers. Now you're probably, at least for Tyler's purposes, it sounds like you're running out of classes or space or things like that.
I mean, at times, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
things have changed. So if you could just kind of tell our audience a little bit about where you see CrossFit going, and maybe tying it back here to Tosa. We'd love it. Here you go.
Well, kind of like what I was iterating to earlier, I felt this area was just underrepresented in ways in which I know what people can be capable of, right? So we can akin it to the bodybuilding routine, right? Or the runner. Very run-centric community. A lot of runners, a lot of active people in this area. Or, you know, people that just think, all right, I'm going to do bro reps at the gym. I'm going to do push-pull biceps and triceps today. And I just knew that this area just didn't know, really, at the time, didn't have the education of a true way to fitness and health. And for CrossFit, you know, which is to really make you healthy for the long term in real life movements that you would mimic inside the gym, right? was something that just didn't happen in this area. There was nothing that was nothing existed in Wauwatosa that really brings it back to what I do. And for me, it was a realization that if I were able to provide this in this city, that I was able to help transform and change family trees and really give people a true meaning to their lives again. Some people honestly tell us, like, if it wasn't for CrossFit, I don't know what I would do, you know? And, you know, it just full circle, again, the city of Tosa being so supportive and the people that are within it, I felt that, you know, and I'm very optimistic, but I believe that we at Badger CrossFit and CrossFit in general is still on the very up and up as a result.
So just quick, and then we're about done here, and I appreciate all your time, everybody. If you could just tell our audience kind of, again, where you're located, how to find you, and you know, why they should find you, maybe some events coming up.
Sure, yeah. So I'm obviously in same building as Carrie here, but I'm actually up the street on 62nd, just off to the side. I'm really right by the Reef, the Enclave, and the Reserve. I'm just like right there, yeah, on 62nd Street here in Wauwatosa. You could find us at badgercrossfit.com, of course, Facebook at Badger CrossFit, and Instagram at Badger CrossFit. We're active on all social channels. And we have the CrossFit Games Open coming up at our gym, happening on Fridays for the next 5 weeks. People that are interested in seeing kind of that style. It's not necessarily the real style that you would do to train, but it's inspiring, and to be able to see that, anyone's welcome to come on out.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah, of course.
So since CrossFit, since I started to understand what it was, I like look at people now and I'm like, you must CrossFit.
For sure.
Do you see people out and can tell right away whether they CrossFit?
There's
or
a
not?
Look, right?
There is a look.
There's a look.
And sometimes an attire.
Yes. Oh yeah, for sure attire. I mean, look at it. We got this stupidest shoes, tight pants, and
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's all Lulu and Nike and everything. Anyway, but there's a look for sure. I mean, it's people's bodies are very capable of performing real tasks, and it's kind of like, I don't know, you can akin it to the lumberjack, right? Like just someone who's physically able to handle work, and that's what a CrossFitter kind of looks like. Like this person's very durable. What's that?
Nothing.
What was the word?
Like me.
Yeah. And it's like, but we get that all the time. Like you walking through an airport, you're like, this person's a CrossFitter.
Yeah.
You know, they just look thick, you know, two C's.
I can tell when I'm at the butcher shop, there's like people in line that, you know, just walked out of your gym. And
oh then, yeah.
You know, the other people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there is sort of a look, and of course it comes down to just their style of training and naturally just what they're eating too, which is a lot more healthy, a lot more whole, and good stuff like that. So.
Thanks, Tyler. And for you two, since you're kind of two parts of the same hall, I'll let just one of you kind of take it away off into the sunset. Carrie, you want to take the honor?
Sure.
Just, you know, so where can people find you physically? Where can people find you online? And then do you have any big events coming up? I mean, CrossFit Olympics is a great example.
I don't know that we might start the
Cocktail Olympic.
Yeah.
Like, okay. How many power tools can you use per glass of wine? Maybe.
Okay.
Could be
perfect.
A thing. We'd have paramedics available. Right. So we are at 6228 State Street. You can find us online, Instagram at Greyhouse Creative Market. Same with Facebook. We have not joined Twitter, but you can find pictures of our workshops. We have a website, greyhousecreativemarket.com. All of our fun, you know, creative workshops are right on our calendar, whether it be a fun night out crafting cocktails or knitting. You can also book a reservation on there and come do one of the personalized wood projects. Or you can just come and have a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, listen to this guy.
Dan Sippin.
Live music on our patio.
Very
coming
good.
Soon.
Sounds good. Well, again, I appreciate all your time, and certainly for hosting as well as being a guest. Dan, for playing some music, and I should say,
Dan
and myself are playing a show on St. Patrick's Day at Olivia's Pub, 4 o'clock, so you can catch us there. But
nice.
He definitely plays throughout the year, and hopefully he gets to play this fine venue this summer. That'd be great.
It's already booked.
Booked. Perfect. All right, my work here is done. Thanks for helping out with Tosa Talks today, and hope you guys have a great evening, a good week.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That was fun.
Oh,
thank you.
Good. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
It's pretty painless, right?
Yeah, painless.
Okay, good. I love when you were talking and then you're like, oh, no, now I got questions.
I do have questions because I was just at the butcher shop. And I was like, she does CrossFit. He does CrossFit. You don't do CrossFit.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us at Tosa Talks. Next month, we're going to be at Birch Live, and you should join us. We're going to have Stockhouse, Venture, Raise, and Fermentorium. We're going to talk beer, and we'd love for you to be there.
I go in there every week.